Zach, I guess first off, how's this week been going for you and just trying to deal with school and finals on top of practices and whatnot?
It's been going good. I think just learning from last year. It's, you know, something you have to, you know, get used to with finals and stuff like that. So, you know, everything's been going good. We've been going hard in practice and stuff like that. So, I'm pretty happy.
You still have a few finals left here. Are you completely done?
I just have one Friday, and then that's it. I just had two Monday. So, you know, Monday was a busy day for me. But, you know, otherwise, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to keep studying and stuff like that. So. Yeah,
so you didn't have the Devin schedule. He said he only had one Thursday, and that was it.
No, I didn't. I guess he got a little lucky. But I guess kind of last year I had, you know, I only had like one or two. But, you know, this year it's a little bit more. And, you know, and just keep studying and stuff like that.
When you do have the time off and you actually, like, have a break from studying, you're able to come down here. How much time do you spend looking back at some of the film from the recent games? Do you even dwell on that at all, or is it just more of, okay, you're here, hey, you put some shots up and just move ahead and look ahead to Saturday?
I think we usually just look at film a little bit of, you know, the last couple games, and usually just learn from, you know, our mistakes for the last couple games. Otherwise, you know, with the loss and stuff, you know, I don't really dwell on that at all. I just, you know, I think, you know, that happened. You know, we didn't play good. You know, we want to keep moving forward and, you know, get more wins like, you know, we've been wanting to.
I mentioned Devin earlier. He started the last two games for Bryce and he's played, I think, 37 minutes, both of them. Just how would you describe the impact that I guess he's had on your team? Because it seems like the stamina is there. It's almost, I don't want to say completely different player from what we've seen before, but it seems like the strides have been made.
Yeah, he's been, you know, Devin's been a lot of aggressive play, you know, been very aggressive offensively. You know, I think, you know, coach told him not to hold back, and, you know, he's been going full steam ahead. He's just, you know, being aggressive, getting people open, just making plays for us when we need it. So he's been playing really good, and, you know, we need that out of, you know, somebody just, you know, to be aggressive. We need that. So
how's Bryce been looking?
I think he's been doing good. He's just been, you know, working out with the trainer, trying to get better. He's been, you know, you know, running, trying to get stuff, you know, trying to get a feel for it, trying to get back. So
is Devin a guy that shines when he gets, you know, high 20s minutes, you know, in the 30s, rather than just coming off the bench and getting those?
You know, I just think, you know, once he's in a flow, I think, whether he's coming off the bench or he's starting, I mean, he just keeps going. He keeps attacking. He's just, you know, we need that right now. We just need a type of player that, you know, is aggressive and, you know, won't stop. And, you know, he got knocked down a couple times at Iowa State, but that didn't really stop him at all, so.